KNX News Time 223, along with Chris Sedens. I'm Diane Thompson. This is KNX 1070 News Radio. It was a verdict that stunned many across the country. Casey Anthony found not guilty of killing her two-year-old daughter, Kaylee. Deborah Opry is an attorney in Beverly Hills who has taken part in high-profile trials. She joins us live on the KNX News Line. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us. When we talked with you last week, you thought the defense had not done a good job. Were you surprised today by this verdict?
You know, I think like everyone else, I expected a conviction of something, but then you have to go with the closing arguments. And when Casey or Cheney Mason brought out that chart, A Reasonable Doubt, and basically said you've got to fill in a lot of holes, I think at that point in time I said, if these jurors have had enough and they want to go home and they know they're being scrutinized, I think the easiest way will be for them to hang their hat on Reasonable Doubt, because I don't think in the end, and people disagree with me, but I don't think in the end the jury wanted the scrutiny of the public and the media, and I think they took the easy way out. And why do I say that? Look how they said, we're not talking to the media.
Deborah, as a lawyer, what are some lessons learned from this trial? I'm talking both as a defense attorney or from the prosecution standpoint.
Well, let me first talk as a media attorney. I've done high-profile cases, and I was one of the few who said Michael Jackson would get acquitted. So let me start with this. I think certain commentators and shows should stop drinking the Kool-Aid of she's guilty, he's guilty. They have to stop this, because in many countries, you don't have media coverage of cases. I do believe in a fair trial, and I do believe that that has a higher privilege than First Amendment. That said, I think the prosecution was outstanding. I think had the media not put that spotlight on this case, she may have been convicted. Do we know what happened to the child? No. Is it more likely than not that that child died in her care? Yes. Was it abuse? We don't know. Was it murder? We don't know. What we do know is that there was enough reasonable doubt for them to say, we're never going to know, and I'm not convicting her because they haven't given us all the evidence.
Deborah Anthony was convicted on 4 counts of lying to investigators. She faces sentencing on that this Thursday, but she's already spent 3 years behind bars. Do you think she's going to walk on Thursday? What's going to be the outcome?
I think she's going to walk. I think it's going to be time served. I think in the end, the people, like the judge and the juror, are going to say she paid her debt to society. It's time for all of us to get on with things. But I think it'll be time served, and I think she'll be released. The reason why I don't think she was released today, I don't think it was an oversight by the attorneys. I think it was more of a security issue. There's a lot of things they have to do, because this girl, she's not safe. I mean, there are a lot of people who hate her because of this media coverage, and they have to worry about that as well.
Okay. Deborah Opry, thank you so much. An attorney in Beverly Hills giving us her thoughts on what happened today involving the not guilty verdict for Casey Anthony in her murder trial. KNX News Time 226. We're a tiny bit late to our traffic, but we are getting to it nonetheless here.